Belinda Audio Books presents this unabridged recording of Something Wicked, written by Jennifer Rowe and read by Tracy Callender. By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. He knew she'd come to him if he waited long enough. She'd drift, slim and white, from the bottom of the slope, from the aromatic shade of the pine forest, flitting up through the long grass towards him, as she had the first time. Or she'd come down through the orchard, the scent of thyme and lavender from the herb garden still clinging to her hands, hair and clothes. She would come. He twisted fence wire, working slowly, forcing patience, waiting. The wire was stiff. The green-handled pliers fitted his hand awkwardly, and already a chafe mark ran warm and red across the ball of his thumb. A year of weekend work had done little to toughen his skin. And maybe, he reflected vaguely, he hadn't done very much hard work over recent months. Somehow things had started to slip. He sweated lightly. The sun was warm on his back, and there was no breeze. The long, pale gold grass on the other side of the fence, like the grass of his own paddock, was heavy with seed. It bent and swayed, stirred by the chirruping, rasping insects that crawled through its stems and around its roots, eating and being eaten. In the pine trees, the big black cockatoo screeched, greedily tearing at the cones, vandalizing the trees, snapping off branch tips thicker than his thumb, tossing them carelessly aside to fall to the dense brown carpet of needles below. Nearly a year ago, when he'd first come here, the very first day he'd taken possession of the place, the black cockatoos had been screeching just like this. He'd walked, exhilarated, exultant, in his new elastic-sided boots, down from the house, through the long grass of the paddock towards the pines in the creek below. It was strange to think that all the time she had been watching him from the other side of the fence. He hadn't even looked that way, but she was there. She'd admitted it one day. She was shy about it, but she admitted it. She said she'd stood where he was standing now, at the place where the rough, towering border of cherry laurels ended, where the sagging wire and drunken posts of the fence were bare, and watched him striding tall, hands in jacket pockets. She said she'd wondered about him, thought he was splendid. Astral used words like that. Splendid.